Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at denverfan.com. Presented by Siltahar Motors. The car buying experience is as easy as call, click, or come in at Siltahar Motors. Get upfront trade value with one call. Research and compare vehicles at sthmotors.com. Or come in and ask for Greg Larson and get $500 off any purchase. Siltahar Motors. Easy to find and conveniently located right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
It's a Reaction Tuesday, presented by Superbook.com. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Blitz, Homer, picked it up briefly, and Smith flips, wide open, caught, Disley, touchdown, what a start.
Third down and two, Wilson floats it, there's Judy, pass caught, Judy still going, down inside the 20, and touchdown Denver Broncos. 67 yards, Smith, Parkinson, touchdown, Seattle.
Fourth down and goal.
Gordon, the ball is out and recovered by Seattle.
They get it away, they hand to Williams, ball comes out, recovered by Seattle.
This isn't my first game. I mean, in the end, it's a football game. In the end, it's about your preparation. Once you prepare the whole week and you feel great about it, then it's you're on autopilot and ready to make adjustments if you need to.
From 64, McManus missed it. And the Seahawks are going to win this game.
Oh, we're not going to overreact today. Oh, no, it's just one game. It's just one loss. There's 16 more of these to go. We're not going to overreact. Not at all. That's not what we do here in Broncos country. Wow. How about...
Are you going to be okay?
How about Vic Hackett last night?
Stop.
Come on.
Stop.
Do you, I mean, we threw that little comment in there from last week. Oh, yeah. No. No, 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 no. I'm all good. And it, to a lot of us, it came across as kind of arrogant. At least cocky, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You got one chance to go out and make a first impression. And it was an epic fail. It was an epic fail.
The end of the game management was horrific. It was Vic Fangio-esque. It was, you know, it's interesting, Mike. So I'm doing Detroit, Philly last week. And I asked Dan Campbell, mistakes, what did you do wrong last year that you're trying to rectify? And he said, end of the first half, end of the game management. And putting my players in those positions and putting myself in those positions. He goes, I started that this year in OTAs. Pressure pack situations, put myself in that. Because he goes, the thing about that is you could start with 2.5 minutes or 3 minutes and three timeouts. He goes, but it changes. Right? You made one timeout, you got to use a timeout. You got somebody gets injured. You know what? Inside 2 minutes, they take a timeout away from you. Those things are constantly moving. So... he's just like, you've got to practice that stuff. You got to work on that stuff. You got to think about that stuff. You got to. You chose, and listen, man, this is, again, this is part of the learning curve for Hackett, part of the learning curve for the Broncos. You chose to let, what, 25, 30 seconds run off the clock, and on a fourth down and 4 or 5, whatever it was, you thought that a 64-yard field goal was better than trying to convert on 4th and 5 with your $250 million quarterback you just paid. Like, that is an epic, epic fail. And think about it. What's Russell, what's his completion percentage? 60, 65% last night? Something like that?
Yeah.
Brandon McManus is now 1 for 8 from 60 yards. What are your better, you know, we always talk, we throw this analytics garbage out there. Well, the analytics say, well, I don't know what analytics say, but math says that having your quarterback that you just paid $250 million to is a much better option than, no offense to Brandon McManus.
Hey,
but
no offense. Look, here's some of the numbers here on kicks from over 60 yards. Brandon McManus is now 1 for 8. Justin Tucker, who's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Well, he will. He hit that 66-yard at the end of the game last year to beat Detroit.
Okay.
Right.
That's one of two that he's made, and he's 2 for 6 in his career. So two really good kickers in McManus and Justin Tucker are combined 3 for 14 from 60-plus.
Uh-huh.
This from Andrew Mason. Kicker since 1994. Okay, a significant sample size, are 20% success rate from over 60 yards. I get it if you're in a situation where you're it's 2 seconds left and you got to try a 64-yard, and you've determined based on your analytics and the warm-ups that you think McManus is good from 64, or at least it's makeable from 64. If it's 2 seconds left in the game and that's your only option, or if it's 4th and 18, you maybe think that from an analytics standpoint, you might have a higher percentage of making that kick than you will 4th and 18. 4th and 5?
Right.
4th and 5 with your $250 million quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, if you watched any of the NFL games this weekend, I don't know if you did, but if you did on Sunday, did you watch Pittsburgh and Cincinnati? Did you watch the operation of snapper, holder, kicker? Did you watch how many times that thing got screwed up this weekend? How many shanked kicks there were? I mean, come on. 4th and 5? And letting all that time run off the clock. It was just, you got 3 timeouts. Take a timeout. 48 seconds. Then discuss it. What do we want to do?
I think it was clear based on what they said afterwards that that was the plan all along.
Yeah.
That they had reached the point, the 46, where they felt this is good. So we'll let the clock run down and we'll run them out there.
Yeah, that's a horrible game management decision. And unfortunately, you know, the game played out exactly like we said. I love the texter who said yesterday was giving us all kinds of grief. I wish I saved it. It's a blowout. These two teams aren't even close, really?
Mm-hmm.
Told you it was going to be close. What are we talking about? We talked about, hey, this is how I think it's going to be. It's going to be a really close game. Last minute, they're going to drive down for a touchdown.
What did I say yesterday? I hope that tomorrow morning we'll be able to say, phew, glad that one's out of the way.
Yeah.
Glad that one is in the books. Get the win and get the heck out of
there. There are positives, though. There are a bunch of positives.
All right. Well, I want to know what they are. And we also want to get your reaction on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. A quick sampling. Goody from Parker. Well, got that preseason game out of the way. Another one. Honeymoon is over. Oof. Let's see. What is it? Is it analytics or is it a learning curve? Let's see. What else? Wow. Pathetic performance. He tried a 64-yard field goal. No confidence in Russ. What a joke. Sorry performance. That one game getting away where they might need to make the playoffs. Yeah, that's one of those ones where
yes.
If you miss the playoffs by a game, you'll look back on this one and be like, wow, was it really worth it to take the preseason off? By the way, quarterbacks who did not play in the preseason went 3-8 in week one. Russell Wilson was one of them. 3-8.
Maybe those 8 reps did make a difference. Made a difference. Got to get 8 reps.
Were there some positives to come out of the game last night? We'll try to find them next.
It's a Reaction Tuesday, presented by Superbook.com. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Yeah, we were right on the line, and he had plenty of distance. You know, he just missed it. And so, and again, that's, hey, Brandon gave it his best shot. I mean, that's a long field goal to hit. I think he's completely capable of that, but obviously I wish we would have gotten a lot closer, but it put us in that weird spot there because we were in the field goal range, but we were on that 4th down situation. Didn't think we were going to get that many yards, so I thought it was a great job by Javonte, and we just made the decision. We want to take our shot there on that one.
Well, that didn't work out, and as one texter said, please change Hackett's theme song immediately from pure energy to clown music, because this guy's a total clown, says the texter.
Right. Now, see, that's completely unfair, because I think if you want to take some positives out of this, offensively, you can see where this team has a potential to be really good offensively. I mean, really good.
Explain that. Why?
Well,
what'd you see?
I mean, I just saw them dominating the run game. Now, what I tell you that Seattle's going to try to do, they're going to try to make Russ beat them from the pocket. They're going to try to make Russ throw it 40-some times. They did, and they ended up winning a game, you know, 17-16. But the way Javonte ran the football, the way he caught it out of the backfield. He led all receivers. I think he had 11 receptions. They ran consistently. I think Javonte averaged 6-7 yards a carry, 6 yards a carry, something like that. Let me see. He averaged 6.1, and Gordon just under 5 yards a carry. So that to me is that's a big thing. I think another thing that I saw last night's game is Courtland Sutton becoming the primary bailout to Russell Wilson. When things aren't open, he had a connection with Russell when he changed his route 2 times and got 2 big plays based on my quarterback's in trouble, let me go find space. And so one thing about Russell in Seattle, it was always Tyler Lockett. When things broke down, I mean, the two were just mind meld. It was just a complete and total mind meld. And I saw some of that develop last night between Courtland Sutton and Russell Wilson. And that's a good thing because things, you know, he will hold the ball. He will look for that secondary play. So, like, a couple of things that just came out that I thought were good. Like, for all intents and purposes, man, pass protection and that kind of crowd noise is impossible. And I thought they were okay. So I think there's been some positives to gain out of that. Now, clock management at the end of the game was horrible. The delay of games and how many times you almost let delay a game happen. The penalties, I understand the penalties because of the crowd noise for being offsides, illegal formations, inexcusable. But, you know, there are some real positives about what's coming out of here offensively. We still, on the defensive side of the ball, we still can't cover a tight end.
No, that's going on, I don't know, well over a decade. They haven't been able to cover tight ends. All right,
it's been 84 years.
Yeah, that long. Since we're talking about, all right, finding some silver linings, they rolled up 433 yards of total offense.
Right.
So they did not have trouble moving the football. It was just the execution. They made some very, very bad history last night. So there are 2 fumbles inside the 5. First time, let me see if I have that here. First time since the 09 Rams that a team's lost 2 fumbles inside the 5. First time since 1987, Kansas City, a strike replacement team, lost 2 fumbles from the 1.
Super duper bad.
Now, and you can say, hey, it's not Nathaniel Hackett's fault that there were 2 fumbles, but in both plays, both play calls, the running back was completely stuffed. Now, I'm not excusing. Gordon's was a little bit more forgivable because he had already stopped and he was just trying to reach out. It was 4th down. He was just trying to reach out to get the ball over the plane to the goal line. It got jarred loose.
Yeah, Williams, there goes your love affair with Gordon.
Williams.
You can't hold him accountable.
Williams has to hold on to the ball, but he was blown up too.
Yeah.
Graham Glasgow got blown up on that play. So in both cases, yeah, you don't excuse the fumbles, the ball getting loose, but where's the innovation? Where's the creativity? Where's the genius play call down by the goal line there?
Well, there is no genius play call. What you're trying to do is say, hey, we're going to impose our will. But I will say this, coming into the either going off your goal line or going into the goal, the obviously the situation, the game situation is 10 times harder, right? Because you're there and everybody knows, you know, that they've got to get penetration. They've got to do that. And then ultimately the crowd noise is even ratcheted up because you got all those guys right in the end zone. So you got 3 sides covered. It's miserable. And they missed Graham Glasgow, just completely missed cadence. Missed cadence and got blown up. So it's really, really tough. So, yeah, if you want to say, hey, let's innovate, let's fake a handoff, get Russell Wilson to the outside, see if you got a run pass option out there, that would have been nice.
Some other positives. I love you. You know, for as long as you and I have been working together, I've been begging them to throw the ball to the running backs more. And yesterday, Javonte Williams had 11 catches, and Melvin Gordon had 2, so and Mike Boone even had 1. So you got 14 receptions from your running backs. I'll even throw Andrew Beck in there, Andrew Beck had a strong game.
Yeah.
Some really nice blocks, had 2 catches early on. So you saw that. Defensively, they held Seattle scoreless in the second half after letting Geno Smith look like Patrick Mahomes in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
They held him scoreless in the second half. Bradley Chubb, Bradley Chubb.
Two sacks.
Made two huge plays.
Yeah.
They win that football game. You know, we're talking about, you know, Bradley Chubb, you know, helping rescue that game. So there were some things that happened that were positive.
There were so many issues from a defensive standpoint when you had them off the field on third down and you got a penalty. You know, either a illegal contact, you know, pass interference, a holding call. I think Bradley Chubb had a dumb penalty where
dumb
he
penalty.
Hit.
Yep.
Where he hit quarterback in the head.
Yep.
There was just a bunch of those type of penalties that are inexcusable.
Sertan had a holding penalty on a third down. Yeah, no, you're right. Plenty of things to clean up. And
I mean, theoretically, and this is where I'll give you and everybody else on this station a bunch of credit. You play in the preseason.
They win that game.
I believe.
Yeah. If you play,
you don't have as many mistakes.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Hey, Justin Simmons missed a tackle on a what they call a duo play, where Penny goes right through him, just completely whiffs on it. Penny would have had 100+ yards had not all these. He had a bunch of big runs called back for holding calls. At least two of that I can remember. So, yeah,
texting. I love our texters. So nice to hear you guys handing out participation trophies this morning. Give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. So many positives.
Yeah, there are some positives. There's a lot of positives. A lot of positives.
All right.
It would have been a lot better had you been able to win that thing, though. I am with you. I think a lot of those first-time jitter, say whatever you want, but it would have been beneficial to at least get some snaps in the preseason. But at least Josie Jewell's healthy. Oh, wait.
He's not healthy.
That's right.
But wait till December. Oh my God. However mad you may be right now, wait until December. Because they're going to be great.
Fresh.
Coming up next, Morning Brew. We'll hear from Nathaniel Hackett, Russell Wilson, Bradley Chubb, Shelby Harris throwing shade at the Broncos. That's all coming up next.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
I give so much credit to the Seahawks. I give a ton of credit to our players battling the whole night to be able to put ourselves in position to potentially win a game-winning field goal. With all those things against us, I thought those guys did a good job. But we just got to be better in that red zone, and that starts with me. I got to be sure we've got a better plan and we're able to get physical down there and score some touchdowns instead of field goals or nothing at all.
Well, you got what's the old saying? You got one chance to make a
or
good first impression.
Or nothing at all.
Huh? What?
Did he just say, we got to get down there, score some touchdowns or some field goals, or nothing at all? You covered the nothing at all.
Oh, we got that part down.
We got that part.
That part
good
is,
with.
That part, they're in midseason form.
Right. We've got the cover. Nothing at all is covered.
0-for-4 in the red zone.
Oof.
3 times inside the 10. No touchdowns. They came away with 3 points. Yeah, you got one chance to make a good first impression, and Nathaniel Hackett, unfortunately, failed. And that doesn't mean that this season can't be turned around and Nathaniel Hackett can't go out and become a great coach for the Denver Broncos and have a great long head coaching career. But the fact remains is that for one game, yet after a preseason in which he was analyzed, critiqued, outright criticized for the way that he handled the preseason, he insisted, nope, we'll be fine. It's all about the end of the season anyway. And they went out and lost a game that they should have won. I mean, that's just the fact. They should have won that football game.
Yeah.
And
they gave it away. And you know what they gave it away with? Lack of execution. And you know what helps your execution? Getting some snaps in preseason games.
So you were supportive of him.
Yeah.
Throughout all this. Are you walking that back now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Based on that performance. Hey, listen, man. This ain't a try-hard league. It's a do-good league. And you guys pissed down your leg in critical situations. Coaching staff.
I was ruined.
Your special teams was garbage again.
Again. You're right.
And critical situations. You made critical, dumb, we haven't practiced enough mistakes. Sorry. Listen, man, I'll support the heck out of you And I am all about keeping players healthy and as safe as possible and all that stuff. But guess what? When you are given that opportunity, you damn well better perform. And they didn't perform.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Well, we got the best field goal kicker maybe in the game. We said you know, where can you make it from tonight? And he said 46 left hash. That was before the drive, and we got it there. Unfortunately, it didn't go in. I believe in Coach Hack. I believe in what we're doing. Anytime you can try to find a way to make a play in 4th and 5, that's great too. But also, I don't think it was the wrong decision. You know, I think he can make it. Obviously, in hindsight, you know, we didn't make it. But if we were in that situation again, I wouldn't doubt whatever he decided.
There he is, High Road.
Yeah,
that's my new nickname for him, High Road. Russell High Road Wilson. Who defends Nathaniel Hackett. Sorry, I don't buy it. You're a competitor like Russell Wilson. You think he'd rather have Brandon McManus try a 64-yard field goal than have the ball in his hands, 4th and 5 in Seattle with a chance to win the football game?
What would Peyton Manning done on the sideline?
Oh, he would have run right over to the official as that clock started to tick down from 40 seconds and called timeout.
And then he would have gone over to Kubiak and told him what you were doing.
Exactly. Or Fox or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, here's what we're going to do.
Yes. Yeah. What'd you think of Russell Wilson? What'd you think of Wilson's performance?
Thought it was good. Thought he was really good. Thought he threw the ball accurately on time. His deep ball was off. And again, like, this guy's been the best deep ball thrower. He had a lot of errant deep balls. Even the one to Judy was vastly underthrown. Judy made a great adjustment on the ball. But I, like, again, Mike, 2-3 throws maybe in the preseason. Would that have maybe helped a little bit?
Next on the Morning Brew.
We just got to hone it in, man. Just can't be sloppy, you know what I mean? Got to practice how we want to play. Coach always says our practice preparation equals our game reality. And I feel like sometimes during the week we might have slid by those penalties. Like, we saw those penalties happen. We might have slid by. We might have not addressed it as we should have. But, I mean, at the end of the day, as a captain, as a leader, you got to be the one to have those hard conversations and make sure we get back on track.
Positives. There's Bradley Chubb. And the idea when you draft somebody like a Bradley Chubb, as high as you did, is that in the fourth quarter of close games, he makes momentum-changing, game-wrecking, series-wrecking type plays. And he did that in the fourth quarter. So that was very encouraging. Randy Gregory, who only played in 50% of the snaps, you knew he'd be on a pitch count, he forced a fumble. So defensively, after a rough start, they held Seattle scoreless in the second half.
They benefited from Seattle getting called holding calls on a couple long runs from Penny. So that went both ways. But, yeah, they did a good job in the second half. Bradley Chubb stepped up and made some big plays. Now, albeit against, I think it was a rookie left tackle, right? Yep. And who Aikman and Buck started praising right about the time he started giving up sacks.
That's right.
The
kiss of death.
Shame on you, too. We have to get one of those guys on tomorrow.
Yeah.
And just give them the...
Don't they know they're announcers? The announcer whammy. It's a very positive thing. It's like when the basketball announcer's like, well, he's made 15 straight free throws.
Right.
Clang!
Yeah, you know it's not going to go well.
Next on the Morning Bro.
The defensive line made a statement in the red zone. Talk about the statement you guys made causing multiple fumbles inside the 5.
Well, that's what happens when you trade one of your D linemen to the other team. We sit here and make plays, all of us. And that's what happens when you get 2 goal line stops right there, a win.
Oh, jeez. Shelby Harris. See, this is, you know, we how we frame this game, it's not a must win, but it's a you better not lose this game.
Uh-huh.
You better win game. And it's just knowing what the talk is in Seattle today.
Oh,
right?
Gosh.
And the fact that they got over on Russell Wilson. The fact that Pete Carroll after the game. You get him this week, don't you?
I cannot wait to see him bebop into our production meeting.
Oh, you got him this week, don't you?
Dude, he is going to be...
insufferable.
Oh, you want to talk about...
Brother, yeah,
I'll have to have the music of Katrina and the Waves playing, Walking on Sunshine.
He's going to be smug. You're going to be cocky.
Oh, yeah.
Charming Pete.
You know what I'm going to do, too? I'm going to pump his tires about his young corners. Dude, how do you pick them, man? Seriously. He'll just be like, Mark, you know what? I've been coaching the position, but I know what I'm looking for. He'll give me. Oh, dude, he will be.
Just be ready for it.
You're just going to have to.
It'll be great. Yeah. I'm going to pump his tires.
But Shelby Harris, hey, look, Shelby, look, come on. You were here. You've been here for a long time. You saw what the quarterback situation was like. What, you're going to tell the Broncos not to, to go after a Russell Wilson? And, hey, the fact that you were involved, the fact Seattle wanted you, take that as a compliment. But, no, he wanted to relish the moment, wanted to throw some shade.
Ooh, why wouldn't you? I respect him for it. Dude, I'm having to eat crow.
I know, but that doesn't mean I have to like it right now.
No, you don't, but you have to respect it. You have to respect it.
I know. Begrudgingly, I do. Okay. That'll do it for the morning of Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. It is a Bronco Reaction Tuesday after last night's game. We'll get to some of your reaction. Was this performance validation for everyone who said Hackett wasn't preparing this team the right way? That's next.
It's a Reaction Tuesday presented by Superbook.com. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Yeah, since it's a Reaction Tuesday, let's get some of your reaction. After that game last night, Broncos dropped to 0-1. They get Houston this week. Patrick and Evergreen, guys, please explain Hackett's use of the timeouts after the game was over. Oddly, that seemed like the most pathetic part of the end of the game.
Yeah, it's not a bad call, actually. I think you just forgot that you had him when you had the ball. So you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. I got the 3 timeouts. Let me just use them real quick. Oh, they had 2 left, right?
It was odd.
It was a complete and total gaffe, mismanagement of the game. And listen, man, that's one thing about, and we've talked about this, you know, we've talked about how when you finally get to be the head coach, you're the play caller, you're the head coach, you're the situational guy, it all falls on your shoulders, and that's really hard to do. Do you know, interestingly enough, Mike, in the game that I did, Detroit and Philadelphia, both head coaches last year toward the end of the season gave up play calling duties.
Really?
Nick Sirianni handed them over to Shane Steichen. And Nick Sirianni said, I can't manage the whole game.
Mm.
And when the defense comes off and does something great, I want to go over and celebrate with them. But I can't when I'm calling plays. Or I want to go and talk to the coordinator. Or I want to go, I can't. So he gave it up to Shane Steichen. And they were 2-5 when he was calling plays. And that's when the Philadelphia Eagles went on a run and got into the playoffs. And then last year, toward the end of the season, Dan Campbell, basically the same thing. Gave up the play calling duties so he could be more involved in the game management and all that stuff. And they went 3-3 in their last 6.
Oh, I get all that, but game management came under the heading of it should have been right in Hackett's wheelhouse.
Sure.
He was running the offense. He was calling the offense.
But if you are not calling the offense, and you see the situation, you may call a timeout. Like, I would just call a timeout. I think Peyton Manning on the Manning
camp. He was going crazy.
Yeah.
He kept gesturing. Timeout, yeah. Timeout, timeout, timeout.
You just call to talk it over. Hey, man, get my special teams coach. Get Russ over there. You know how many times I've seen...
Yeah, but the problem is they had decided once they got to the 46 that this was in McManus's range. So the reason they let the clock run, the reason they didn't want to call timeout with 40 seconds left was in their mind, we kicked the field goal. Now we leave them with 35 seconds left.
And the lead, who cares?
Who
cares?
I'm trying to walk,
you miss that
walk
field
through
goal.
This.
You miss that field goal. You're still down 17-16 and all they have to do is kneel on the ball. It doesn't matter. But that's the kind of stuff you can think of when you're not worried about, you know, what play you're going to call. Should I go for it? You should just call a timeout and say, hey, let's get together. And I see John Harbaugh do this all the time. As a matter of fact, I was calling a game in Seattle when John Harbaugh on fourth down yelled out to his quarterback, Lamar Jackson, what do you think? He's like, well, let's go. Okay, go. He does it all the time. You think Russell Wilson comes to the sideline and you're like, you called the timeout and you're like, okay, guys, let's discuss this. Coach, we got this. You think Russell Wilson's going to go, no, I'd rather have Brandon kick it. I think that's a better. If that would have been Russ's reaction, then you paid $256 million or whatever it is to the wrong guy. Russ is a competitor, man. As you called him, High Road, like, I know, although he presents this, hey, we're all confident, this is great, that, blah, blah, blah. High Road internally is not happy. You're not happy with that decision. You can't be.
Unlimited.
And how about I set? How about I set where we're good from? Like, kicking on a little tee in pregame warmups when there's nobody in front of you and there's not an offensive line and you don't have to worry about the snap hold operation, that's easy. Man, the degree of difficulty with all the stuff that you have to do and you're getting rushed and you know how quickly you have to get it off, it grows exponentially. So, you know, truthfully, Mike, whatever you say you're good from, minus, like, take 5 yards off of it.
Brandon McManus is now 1 of 8 on field goals of 60-plus in his career. NFL teams last season on 4th and 5 converted 50% of the time. So whether it's what your eyeballs tell you, whether it's what your gut tells you, or if you want to play the analytic nerd game, fine. The you tell me. I just gave you the numbers. What numbers? What analytics are better? 50% on 4th and 5 or 1 for now 8 on field goals? And it's not just a McManus thing. As our Andrew Mason, who'll join us coming up in about 25 minutes, will tell you. Since 1994, we're talking almost 30 years, only 20% of kicks over 60 yards are made. Justin Tucker, best in the business, Hall of Famer, 2 of 6 on 60-yarders.
You know I'm not a mathematician.
No.
Sometimes math, it'll get me. It gets me. So 1 for 8, you're right now at 12.5%. Going into that kick, you were 1 for 7, okay, which is 14%. Now bear with me because again I'm not good at math.
I know. Let's walk through this slowly.
Okay. So Brandon McManus gives you a 14% chance of winning that game. Conversion on 4th down and 5, Russell Wilson throughout his career is 50%.
Well, that's the NFL. Oh, the last
NFL.
Year.
Okay, yeah, NFL last year.
Yeah.
But Russell was completing almost 70% of his passes, correct?
Correct.
So what gives me a better chance at winning that game? Roughly a 50% coin toss or a 14%.
There you go.
Math. Which one?
Math. Step back, math.
I'm going to take the 50%. I think that's, yeah, I mean, come on. Come on.
Let Russ kick.
Let Russ kick. Now that's funny. Who came up with that? I'm stealing that. I'm supposed to go on Rich Eisen's show later on this morning.
Hey.
Let Russ kick.
It's no longer let Russ ride. Let Russ cook. Let Russ kick.
Mm-hmm. Broncos country. Let's ride.
Let's see. Been a fan since 1976. I don't think I've ever been more discouraged. Easy. That is the most hyperbolic overreaction text I think we've ever received. If you've been a Bronco fan since 1976, trust me, over the last 6 years, you're telling me you're more discouraged now than you've been the last 6 years? Right.
You crunch the numbers, you'll see.
Russell Wilson completed 69% of his passes, had a TD, no interceptions, and 340 yards. Come on
We're
now.
Back.
See, and when you talk, when you frame it, what do you take out of this game? Is it the end of the world? No. Are there still 16 games left? Yes. But you know what? You had so much momentum built up since the trade in March. So much momentum that you could have just ridden that wave off to a huge start to the beginning of the season. Instead, you're starting back at scratch again. and you're starting back at scratch because of the last 6 years, because of the failures of the last two first-time coaches that we've had. And no matter how much you want to give Nathaniel Hackett the benefit of the doubt, I am still plagued by what went wrong with VJ, what went wrong with Vic Fangio.
I really don't care.
I don't have a whole lot of built-in confidence based on the recent track record of these first-time coaches. And Nathaniel Hackett had a chance in his first game to come out and make a really good impression. Instead, he coached this game, and we saw things happen in this game that are all too hauntingly familiar with what we've seen from the last two head coaches. What do you take from this game? Well, all the momentum that we had for months and months and months is gone, and now we got to start from scratch again. That's what makes this
games
so disappointing.
Can you
hold that thought?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll get to it, what Mark wants to say.
I won't remember.
Yes, you will. You'll tell me we're going to go to break. You're going to tell me right here now. Four down territory next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.